Hello, the 5 minutes of the prophetess, the word of God, episode 94. And I trust that these episodes, just 5 minutes, and yet it's been a blessing to you. So we want to go back to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, which is our fundamental scripture. And what is Hebrews 4, verse 12 saying? It says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So in the previous episode, I said to you that the word of God is not complicated, because according to 2 Timothy 3 verse 15, Paul said to Timothy, and how from your childhood you have had knowledge or been acquainted with the sacred writings. How from your childhood you have been taught the scriptures, you have known the holy scriptures. And then we went to NIV that said that from your infancy, you have known the scriptures. So I said, every child, make sure that your children are taught the word. They're Sunday school. No, you yourself, be the teacher. Teach your children the word of God. Teach them. Every morning, teach them. Oh, mornings I'm too. So then every afternoon. Afternoon I won't be there. Then in the evening, make it that what you do before they go to sleep. Or first thing in the morning when they wake up, you say, guys, come here. Children, come here. Just one scripture. And when you tell them, when you go to school, you tell them, write it down. When you go to school, learn it. When you come back, you should be reciting it. You'll be amazed. Okay. And for you, the adult, I said to you that if kids, infants can learn it, then you can also. If you do not know it, it means that it's laziness. Laziness. We have time for Facebook, for social media, and take selfies. Things people can wear and take selfies, and their whole breast is coming out as if they are going to breastfeed somebody. Take selfies, very ill-fitting clothes and tight-fitting clothes, and everything is showing. And we have time. You have time to polish up. We have time to post on social. Here I am in California. Here I'm in Las Vegas. Here I am in this. Here I'm in Dubai. I'm not saying it's not good. It's lovely to be able to also do that. But I'm saying that when your concentration and your priority is that, and you have not given the word of God priority, when the word which is alive, when the word which is God, the Logos of God, is a living thing, then he is alive. Jesus is the word. When I do not give attention to the word, then I am harming myself. So he said, from your childhood you have had knowledge. That is Amplified Classic. Let me read how he says, and how that is 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15. You remember verse 16 is what we are concentrating on, but we said we wanted to look at verse 15. And now from your childhood you have had a knowledge of being acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to instruct you and give you the understanding for salvation, which comes through faith in Jesus Christ. Wow. So that is it. We can have understanding for the word of God when we give it attention. And so Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20 says, my son, pay attention to my words. My son, pay attention to my words. You have to pay attention to the word of God. And that is it. When you pay attention to your food, your food tastes so good, because when you just throw everything in. But when you take your time, you are toasting bread, you know, and then you put sometimes the toasted bread from the from the from the toaster is not as nice as when you put the frying pan on, then you put olive oil, then you add some salted butter, then you put the bread in and turn it and get it brown or dark brown. It's so nice. You just enjoy it because you took your time to do it. But if you just take the bread and you just eat it, it's unlike the one that I've taken my time to toast in the pan to do all that I did to it. Sometimes you can even add some spices. We have some little spices. Some people even add a little pepper. To bread, yes, to bread. You can do it and see. I've taught you something to do. So when you take your time with it and you taste it, it's different. You set it at the table, it's different. And when you also just do it anyhow, it's also different. So God says, pay attention. Give attention to the word of God. And in just 5 minutes, 5 minutes every day, and your faith is being built up. Your life is being built up. Something is happening to you as you listen 5 minutes every day. And somebody say, I forgot. I didn't have time. Even that which has been done for you to help you, to invite you, as it were, Leo is not, but just to send to I don't even know the word to say. I've forgotten the exact adjective to use, but to make it look so nice, inviting, to make the word of God look inviting to you. That's what I'm trying to do. And yet somebody will not have time. 5 minutes every day will not have time for that. But you're blessed as you listen, and keep listening for the next episode. You're blessed. Bye. Sorry that it's a bit long. Sorry for that.